Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Beats by Danny, back with episode number 12 of the Beatmaker Startup Podcast, where I talk about beat making, being an artist, and maneuvering through the music industry in 2020 and beyond. Thank you to everyone who's actually taken the time to listen to all of these podcasts and comment on these podcasts, email me. I've been having more and more people actually reach out to me telling me how this podcast actually helps them and makes their process a little bit easier and a lot better in order to figure out their way as a musician in this industry and figure out how some of these things can apply to them and their own careers. So I want to actually give a shout out to this one artist and producer following me, Sub Medha. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. They reached out to me this past weekend and asked me a bunch of questions that are on their mind after listening to the podcast and trying to figure out their own careers and their own ways to adapt to the music industry, especially during these times of COVID. And so one of the things I want to focus in on for this episode is actually video content and what video content actually means in terms of creating music videos, in terms of staying relevant to your audience, and you know, everything from how to get started, what equipment you need, all the way through how you should be thinking about your brand visually and how you can use everyday tools that you might already have in order to create music videos in a new way and what creating music videos in general means in 2020. And so I'd like to start off with one of the questions was, how do you make music videos with minimal equipment? You know, what do you need to get started? You know, this is a very really good question that I sometimes overthink. I've been doing video for so long that sometimes I don't think about, you know, the basics of how I got started. And so if I backtrack and give advice on, you know, it's 2020, what do you need in order to make a video? I would say your phone. Your phone is the only thing you need. Back when I was coming up, you know, it was a camera. I had the Canon, which is still a very good option if you want to take pictures and you want to make videos. The Canon cameras can do that. The Rebel series they have, that was the camera I first bought. It was about, I think, like $600 or $700, but it came with a lens and you were able to take pictures. You were able to shoot video. And as a music producer helping out artists, this was a very good way for me to actually get in the door. I would go to their shows. I would take pictures of them at their shows. And then I would give them a video of their show. And that would help me build that relationship with them because I was providing value to them. And, you know, they would take me all over the world with them in order to just be able to take their picture and their video wherever they were so that they could document these things. Now it's 2020 and everyone has a smartphone nowadays. And smartphone cameras are really good nowadays. The picture quality is really good nowadays. Especially what you have to think about when you think about video or when you think about cameras is the medium at which these are being used, right? So people are actually utilizing video or viewing video via their phones, sometimes their TVs, and you have to think about what quality you actually need in order to make something look good on those things. Now you can go the professional level and professional grade and get a really good camera, or you can stick with your phones, right? You can stick with your phone and make sure that quality that you need, which is usually 1080p, if you look it up, you know, 1920 by 1080 is the resolution that most high quality video on the internet is being utilized at. So what do you need in order to start shooting video? First, you need the camera. So a phone or, you know, buying something like a Rebel camera, something that could take pictures and video. The key difference between both of those is that the Rebel cameras are more made for pictures. They're more made for higher quality video. And as you go up, the more you pay for the camera, the better the quality of the video. But if you're starting out, right, a phone could just do the same thing. If you follow me on Instagram at Beats by Danny, you'll notice that a lot of my videos are just me recording me off my phone. And I have video editing software that I use on my Mac, on my laptop in order to edit these videos. So camera is number one, and your phone is definitely a viable camera. Learn how to use your phone. It's one of the most powerful tools you have in your hand and one of the most powerful tools for creating content right at your fingertips. The other thing you're going to need is a video editing software. So I use Final Cut Pro. That's a Mac software. You can use Adobe Premiere, or you can use iMovie. You can use any standard video editing software that comes with your computer. You can probably find a free one online. I believe there's one called DaVinci Resolve, and it's made by the same people that make the Blackmagic camera. I do believe that might be free. It might be free to actually download and use that. And that's a really professional software. So it might be a little confusing, but all the basics are there. Basically, you just need to be able to edit and cut video. The other thing besides a camera and video editing software would be a tripod. You want something to keep your camera stable. So you need a tripod and the adapter if you're using your phone to mount your phone and keep that stable while you're recording. Now, stability is really important. Stability is actually what makes someone professional versus not professional, right? There's times when you don't want that stability and you want that handheld feel and you want that natural movement. But even then, you know, when you're looking at movies or when you're looking at music videos, there's a very controlled way that they're doing that, you know, motion, and it's always very stable. So definitely think about stabilization when you're thinking about creating any type of video, not just music videos. And just keeping your camera stable in a stable way will make your production value that much higher. I'm going to keep repeating these until, you know, hopefully you guys get the bits and pieces of them, but you're going to need a camera. You're going to need video editing software. You're going to need a tripod to stabilize. At the end of the day, I think those three things can actually get you very, very far, because the video editing software is going to have color grading where you can actually change the hues of the video and change the colors and make things more vibrant. With those three things, you can actually create an enormous amount of video. So every video I've done for my 365-day challenge has been just using my phone, a tripod, and video editing software. Nothing more, nothing else. The only other thing that I would say is, like, your setting matters, right? Where, how you set up your shots, you know, learn about the rule of thirds and how to split up the screen so that you have things in focus. You know, it's a reason why you see a lot of people on YouTube being center focused when they're talking to the camera. You know, all that is very basic principles of photography. So if you really want to do really well in your videos, study principles of photography, look up videos on YouTube on how to color grade and how to make your stuff look more, a little bit more vibrant, because that'll bring up your production quality as well. But all in all, those would be the things that I would say really matter for creating video. Now, I want to talk about the formats a little bit. So I talked a little bit about using your phone in order to create video. The world's changing. The world of consumption's changing. People are viewing on their phone. A lot of people actually still view on their TV, even though you're not watching live TV. A lot of people are using the big screen in their living rooms to watch content. So you have to keep this in mind, right? Like, where is your target audience? When you're creating, think about where are people going to consume this, you know? A music video doesn't have to be 3 minutes long to be a music video. A music video could be anything that tells a story about the song or the track that you're trying to convey and bring over to people. So what does that mean? That means that for Instagram, you're allowed 60 seconds of video before it turns into an IGTV. So you have to make a decision as an artist or a producer. Do I want to film 60 seconds of content, or do I want more? And I want to tell a longer story. You have to think about the fact that it'll be drop off. Like, a lot of people won't click into your IGTV. Some will, but you have to think about these things as you're creating the content. You know, when I make my beat videos, I start out making 60 second long beat videos thinking like, oh, people are going to want to hear my full track, this and that. I can tell you for a fact that my videos do a lot better when my videos are shorter and when they loop. So essentially, I learned over time that creating videos where I get my point across maybe within 15 to 20 seconds do much better than when I get my point across over 60 seconds. Now, that's not to say you shouldn't create longer content. That's just to say that's a formula that has worked for me that I found for the type of content that I want to create. So I want to get my beats out there. I want to give people preview of my beats. I want to give artists preview of my beats so they can contact me to buy them. And I want to inspire other producers, and hearing a loop of a finished beat, you know, really inspires producers to say like, okay, I just heard 20 seconds of beats by Danny, and that loop was crazy. Let me go make a beat and let me go cook up. So you have to think about where your content is going. And as, you know, we're in 2020 now, and as time goes on, music videos are going to change, right? There's going to be less and less people going to YouTube to watch music videos, and there's going to be more people going to other apps or other services that might spring up to watch music video. Now, I'm not saying YouTube is dying or that the music video is dying. That's not what I'm saying at all. There will always be a place for 3 minute, you know, however long your song is, that format of content. But I will say that one mistake a lot of people make is, you know, a lot of musicians put like intros in their music videos and like get to the song like a minute and a half in after they do some acting in the video. I can tell you for a fact that doesn't perform well. Like people drop off or skip that whole section because they want to hear the song. And so you have to think, you know, when you're creating this content, you know, there's a very artistic component to things where you want to make the content so that people actually view it and know you as an artist. And if you want to incorporate acting into your music, then that's cool. But you have to understand that you're going to isolate people and you're going to lose people by doing this. And so you always have to think, you know, what am I trying to convey as an artist? And as these platforms come up like TikTok, Instagram, and anything else that comes in the future where people jump onto, you have to think to yourself, you have to start thinking, okay, how are people consuming content on this platform? So you can make a video that exists on TikTok and you can make a music video that tells a story through how people on TikTok interact. And you can make something that people actually want to keep watching or want to keep listening to and want to keep remixing and engaging with. And I think, you know, that brings me to my main point, which is, and the last point I'll make, which is people want to see multiple types of content, right? A music video to me will no longer be the same piece of content everywhere. A music video will be formatted to each different application. So TikTok will have a specific type of music video. YouTube will have a specific type of music video. And there's going to be different mediums for these videos that as an artist, you can create. And it's all about the conversation you're having with people, right? Your music video might not translate really well on TikTok. That something that was made for YouTube might not translate really well to TikTok. But if you make something specific to TikTok and later somehow incorporate that into your music video that exists on YouTube, you might have a little bit more success. I want to leave you guys with that. But definitely, you know, your equipment should not limit you. As long as you have a phone or some way to record yourself, you can create. Make sure to keep it stable and make sure to get editing software so that you can make edits really quickly. Pay attention to the formats. Pay attention to how people are creating videos for specific platforms. And don't be afraid to create versions of your videos specifically for those platforms. You know, a lot of people like creating one video, splitting it up, and then posting it on the different platforms. That might work really well for you. You never know. But in my opinion, if you create something very custom and very tailored to a specific application, it's going to go much further. And I'm even doing that now. My videos on TikTok look very different from Instagram. And I've just started TikTok and I'm trying to figure out how I can fit it into that world. But it's going to take a lot of trial and error. It might take me months to figure out how to actually accomplish this. So make sure you're paying attention to the formats and make sure you're paying attention to how people are creating on those platforms. So hopefully this episode helped you guys. I know it was a really quick one, a really short one, but you know, we're back with the weekly episodes and I really want to thank everyone that's been tuning in. You know, my listenership isn't huge, but I've noticed that people who are engaged are getting a lot of value from this. And, you know, it's really empowering and really helpful for me to hear these stories that you guys want to hear more of what I have to say and what I have to share. So if you want to start the conversation, feel free to hit me up at Beats by Danny, or if you want to join my mailing list, you know, just DM me and I'll get you on the list. And thanks for tuning in. This has been episode 12, and I hope you guys are off to a great start in your week. And I hope you guys are creating during this time because we need more people creating and spreading positivity throughout the world. This is Beats by Danny. I'll see you guys next time. Peace.